Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker with Mike Levin today. He is with the Vermilion County Trustee Program and has some information to give us today involving the Vermilion Advantage and the Vermilion County Trustee Program online auction coming up. Surplus and vacant land parcels being auctioned off on January 21st and 22nd. And the event offers prospective buyers an accessible and transparent opportunity to acquire valuable properties across the region. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's talk about what this all entails, where this land comes from, what type of properties we're talking about here, and how we're connecting folks that may want to purchase these properties to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the time. We're really, really excited about conducting and holding the surplus auction that'll be held here in just a week or so, January 21st and 22nd, and really is the trustee program's way to put up the properties that'll be available for auction in the way of surplus properties. These are properties that have gone delinquent in property taxes and taxes that are owed in a timeline in a number of years. And so the county will go ahead and really look to take these properties and then really put them up for auction so that the general public will have an opportunity to bid and purchase some of these properties.
Are we talking just residences? Are there businesses involved and other type properties, farmland, so on and so forth?
Sure. There are residential properties, some commercial properties, as well as some empty and vacant lots that will be available and up for auction.
Folks can go to the website. Tell us a little bit about what they can experience whenever they get onto the website.
Folks can absolutely hook on to the Vermilion Advantage website, to our website at www.vermilionadvantage.com, where they can look on and find a tab for the Vermilion County Trustee Program, and we'll have a link available to route them to register for the auction. There is a $25 registration fee, and upon registering, they'll be available to view all of the properties that will be up in the auction. So that's available now when auction registration is live, and folks can absolutely go to our website and hook on and register.
Now, these are properties all over the county, not just here in Danville, correct?
Correct. These are properties that make up every city and village and township well within Vermilion County. Mm-hmm. So there are properties well within other communities in Vermilion County as well. So,
how many are we talking about here, Mike?
We're talking about 130 properties to 135 properties overall.
Wow, incredible.
Available and up in the online auction.
And about how often do you folks have these auctions? It seems like over time that these accrue, you would want to make sure that you could have a quick turnaround to get them back into the hands of folks that would want to pay their taxes and want to own these properties, I would think.
Absolutely. Yeah. We will look to have an online auction, an annual online auction, if not to hold additional auctions for some properties that might be available in the future. So, again, we look to these auctions to, again, have individuals look to bid and purchase any one of these available properties. But, again, we'll be having properties become available in the future as well, and we might look to hold another auction, or we'll absolutely look to hold annual auctions in the ways of these surplus auctions.
For folks that have not went through this process before of doing an online auction or an online property auction, if we're being a little more specific, take us through that process. Obviously, there's a sign up and there's a couple days there in which folks can bid. They can look at the properties now. That's up and live. Take us through that step-by-step process from curiosity all the way to putting it in the hands of somebody.
Sure, absolutely. Appreciate that. So, again, you know, registration is now live, where folks can absolutely hook on, register for the auction, and really look to see what properties, parcels are going to be up in the auction. The auction will begin, again, on January 21st at 9 o'clock Central Time, to where individuals will have the opportunity to bid on any one of these properties. The way that's going to go and work is that any individual can bid within increments during the auction. And the auction will close on January 22nd at 5 o'clock Central Time. So when we have this auction close, we will then obviously determine who the winning bidders are. They will be notified by way of email and various correspondence. Then we will look and work with contracts and work with purchasing these properties with the county into receiving titles and deeds.
Are there any obstacles that folks may need to know prior to that? If there are certain folks that are eligible for this, is this open to anyone? If, for instance, if they've had a property like this go against them in the past, would they be eligible to bid on this if they have got all that cleared up?
Absolutely. We want to make sure that if individuals are bidding and if they are the winning bidder, they really must abide by certain policies in which if they owe any taxes on any property within Vermilion County, currently they are not able to bid and or win within the auction.
Sure.
If they have any property that has a lot of work that's needed well within the property, and if there are any liens against that property, again, individuals are unable to bid in these ways. And so we really want to get to a place to where that if individuals are bidding and winning, that they absolutely have a plan in place and they are able to receive these properties and absolutely work with these properties to bring these properties back to where they were.
Very good. For folks that want more information, or maybe they're having a little bit of a rough time, you know, connecting and trying to get online, I'm sure that you'll have some help for them folks too. How do they reach out and get that information?
Sure, absolutely. They can reach out at MLEVIN@VermilionAdvantage.com or give us a call at 217-442-6201, and we're available to help and answer any questions.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an exciting time. Online auction for surplus and vacant land parcels put together by the Vermilion Advantage Vermilion County Trustee Program. Mike Levin, thanks for joining us today, sharing that process with us, especially for some of us that don't know. It seems like it's going to be a pretty exciting time. And of course, the goal is to put them in good hands to make Vermilion County a little bit better, a little bit brighter.
Absolutely. Thank you.
That has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.